Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself.
Are you searching for love to escape yourself? Ooh. This is my Valentine's Day belated message to you. As usual, this isn't probably what you were expecting to hear or what you would, even maybe what you think you want to hear, but I think it's such an important message. I'm going to kind of like in the nicest possible way force it upon you anyhow. I recently had the honor of being able to do a TEDx event in Nevada. If you follow me on Instagram at HayleyQuinnX, you can check out my pictures from that tour. And what I did the talk on was searching for love to escape ourselves. So I wanted you to start to think about this as a message, because if you find, here's going to be the symptoms of this, if this is you, you have really bad relationships, like relationships where you are just in them because you feel that you should be in them, or you got into it kind of like by accident and you didn't really think it through, and it's not the woman that you wanted to be with. If there's that, if you are I actually got this as a question on a talk I did last week, if you are kind of like trying to go out on a date every single night of the week and your life is massively disbalanced, again, this is something that I want you to listen to and I want you to think about. I also want you to think, I know that like, it's funny that I talk a lot about the show about how men have feelings too, because I think a lot of the time in how we approach love and dating, if you're a guy, we talk a lot about the techniques that you can use to maybe approach and seduce women, and that's good and they are useful and helpful and positive. However, a lot of the time, the fact that guys can get kind of like emotionally a bit messed up by bad relationships with women is a lot of the time glossed over. It's like emotions are a woman thing, actions are a man thing. And of course, we know that isn't strictly true. Like, we want both genders to take actions and we want both genders to feel emotions and feel cool with that. So, what I often find is that all dating advice that we receive gears our minds in one particular direction, which is go, go, go. And I fully understand if you haven't had kind of the experiences you want with women, the right way through that seems to be taking action. And that action could be you've just had a bad breakup and so you're looking to get back out there and play the field a bit. And so you want to have sex to get over an ex. It could be that you'd think that a date every night of the week is an amazing goal to achieve. It could be that, you know what, you actually were kind of a geek back at school and no women liked you. And because you were rejected so much by women, you feel like you've got something to prove to yourself. It could be that you are constantly falling into the wrong relationships because you just kind of like go along with it and don't take enough action. If any of this is you, I would argue that you're kind of falling into the category right now of searching for love to escape yourself. And what that really, the concept of that is really that when we are approaching love and romance,
A lot of the time, everything is about taking actions to get more of it without really actually thinking about what the reverse of that, because everything in life is about balance, right? It's like you can't go to the gym and do a heavy weight training session or heavy cardio every single day. You know, you need rest days for your body to recover. Likewise, we work during the week and have a weekend off. Everything in life, there's got to be a counterbalance to it. Otherwise, it just becomes frantic. Now, your frantic experience with dating might be that there's two things that it could be. One, that you see it as you are at the moment dating and having sex with women all the time. Oh, you'd think that would be great, right? But if you're going out every night on dates with women that aren't really like rocking your world sometimes, and maybe you're drinking every night, maybe you're doing some other stuff, this starts to push you in the direction where you're actually really not having high enough standards. You're not really taking care of yourself enough, because there has to be a balance between going out and meeting women, but also taking time to devote towards your career, your hobbies, your health, and basically making you a more well-rounded person. No high-quality woman wants to meet a guy who's so obsessed with women that that's the whole sole purpose of his life. Something that's extremely attractive is to have that ambition, that passion, and have other things going on. Also, as you know, the more successful you are, the more you are, and that doesn't just mean money in the bank, it means freedom of ability to travel, recognition within your particular areas of interest, getting your life well organized. These things will bring you consistently towards more high quality women, so they expand your dating pool. So if you're going out on dates or pursuing sex every single night of the week, the problem is it's too short term. It's fine to do 50% that, but the other 50% of the time, devote your time into changing your lifestyle, change your landscape, change the world around you, because then you're going to encounter a better dating pool and you're going to become organically more attractive. So aim for balance. That's one big mover. The other big mover could be that you are spending a lot of time like going through dating advice, you know, whether that's you're on Tinder loads and you're not really getting anywhere with it, or you're reading lots of advice blogs or YouTube videos about dating and pickup, and you're kind of cramming your mind full of it. In this idea, and I know it would be nice if there was like a system that you could learn, that if you follow these 10 steps, you'll get as many women as you want. Now, I intentionally don't teach that, not because I'm stupid or haven't thought about this a lot or haven't encountered people who do teach 10 steps. It's because I know it doesn't work. It's false. That's not human life and human interactions. Now, don't get me wrong. There's definitely external skills you can learn that will make you better with women. You can develop more empathy for them. You can understand the female mindset a lot better. But is there one definitive path that will lead you towards all women? No. And that's because women are like you, individuals, and they're not, they can't be lumped together in one group. So if you're stressing trying to find that like secret sauce or magic recipe for this to happen, it's not connecting for you, I honestly think, again, it's one of those things that you have to down tools for a bit and think about your lifestyle as a whole. Okay, because here's the guys that do well with women, right? Let's start. Men that are around women a lot, and they probably have been around women a lot since dot. You know, they've grown up with sisters or had good female friends or a close relationship with their mom or whatever it might be. They've had lots, they had a girlfriend by accident quite early on. They lost their virginity early. I don't know. They really understand women. That's one thing. And the second thing is they usually have a lifestyle that's organically bringing them in the way of loads of different women. And if yours isn't set up like that at the moment, this is what we need to focus on. So if you live in too much of a rural place where it's hard to meet people, maybe that, you know, because of your working hours or your working environment, it's very male dominated or very antisocial working hours. These are things that if we work on them long term are going to be big levers towards you meeting women. Because really often you can think that having like the best success with women and having women all the time will solve all those feelings about like not feeling good enough or feeling inadequate or feeling incomplete. And to an extent, you know, we all need a certain amount of sexual experiences in order to feel okay about ourselves and the world. However, what you'll probably find is at the end of the rainbow of getting loads of sexual experiences that there's like a whole other different mountain to climb. Like, I literally cannot think of one man who's been successful with women who hasn't at some point in his journey come to a point, an inflection point, where he's gone, oh my gosh, actually there's so much more to life. There's so much more I need to work on about myself to become a better person, to form better relationships. Because actually one night stands repeatedly, I don't know if that's even good. Like, if you have sex with someone, surely, you know, even if it's in a completely open and free way, if the sex is good and the connection is there, why do you need to go out and get somebody else straight away? Surely you'd want to explore that relationship more and have more sex, right? So a lot of the time, I think if you're kind of hitting a brick wall with stuff, the best thing that you can do is to take that step back and reallocate time towards yourself and being a man that actually has loads of passions and hobbies and interests. I want you to be able to tell women about a project that you're working on that you're excited about. I want you to be able to enlighten the women you meet. Maybe you've read this really interesting article on something recently and you can bring it up in conversation and she can learn something from you. Maybe because you feel so confident and so good about yourself in other areas of your life, you know what? If she cancels on that date, you won't tolerate it. You're not going to chase around after her, trying to get her to agree to go back out with you again. You're just going to be like, you know what? She's hot, but she's kind of an idiot. And I'm not tolerating this because actually my life is rich and full as it is. I want you to develop female friends. Also really important. Have platonic relationships. Not all people we meet of the opposite sex we're supposed to have sex with. Sometimes if you have a female friend who's extremely outgoing, is good at forming a social circle, will introduce you to more women that she likes, invites you to parties, is someone to go to events with, that is in many ways more valuable than just having that one-off encounter with someone. So just think about it. Often the high status guys, remember, not the men that chase after women or chase after a particular form of sex or sexuality, but the guys that are kind of a bit more chilled about it because they recognize that sex and dating and women are important, but they are not the whole picture. There are many other things which make you composite as a person. So your mission today is to look at all those different areas of your life. Let's start with career. Is your career rocking and good? If so, great, move on to point two. If not, what can you do? If you feel despair, if you're not meeting any women, if you think no women will find you attractive because you don't like your job, maybe it's low paid, maybe it's low status, maybe it's just boring to you, maybe you hate the people you work with, then you're going to need to fix this, because if you don't fix it, that's going to undermine your security and your whole relationship with women forevermore. So fix that stuff up. If I was speaking to women, one of the things that women kind of look for in a partner is someone who has security and stability, not in terms of money in the bank, but if someone's in a constant state of fight or flight because they're worried about where the next bill is going to be paid or they're moving around a lot, that person is not in the right space to form a relationship with them. So a wiser and savvier woman will stay back. Secondly, your health. Your health is so important. I'm sorry to sound like your mum during this, but it really is. If you're not feeling fit and healthy, we're going to start to have a real issue. Because a lot of the time we can use things like, you know what, like we've all done it. We've all got blind drunk, or some of us have used other substances as well in order to just detach ourselves from reality and not have to deal with some of those feelings. But in doing this, you're not really ever going to make any good or clear decisions. So if you're running yourself into the ground with work, or you know you're partying really hard, because sometimes if to not do that would make those feelings unmanageable, it's time to have a reality check here and think, actually, any escapism isn't good. Escapism is not good. It's not healthy. It's not positive. Don't just do what you need to do in order to survive. I mean, tackle some issues. Thirdly, does your life have passions and interests? If your whole life revolves around women, honestly, they're going to become in tune to that. They're going to sense it, and you'll become less attractive to them. Be the guy who's naturally attractive with women. Be the guy who's secure enough in his ability to attract women that, you know what, it's not the sole focus of his life, that you can become a bit more parsimonious and nonchalant about whether she cancels on you or agrees to go on a date with you, whether you are having lots of dates this week or actually you're going to take a week out to focus on yourself. People who march to the beat of their own drum, and I know I've talked about this before, but if you make independent travel plans, if you make independent business plans, again, your sex appeal and attractiveness is going to go up and up. So don't just bury yourself in other people. Don't think that the pot of gold of a million women at the end of the rainbow is ever going to solve anything. Often it's true, more women, more problems, more feelings, more jealousy, more complicated relationship dynamics, more things that you have to process and become mature enough to deal with. I also think this is kind of, to be honest, a trick of life, where it's be careful what you wish for, right? You kind of, you think you want something and you think when you get to that point, everything will be great. And instead, because you've kind of become more aware and you've progressed forward in the game of life, you become more aware of all the things that you haven't worked on and all the stuff that needs to be done and all the things that you haven't addressed yet and you haven't tackled. And in fact, the challenges get bigger and greater. They don't get less. The life challenges don't get less. You just get better at dealing with them. So I am going to ask a bit of a personal favor. I'm going to go back to a normal podcast next week, where I think some good people, I've got some good people coming up just to give you some sizzle for this. I have my friend who's an exotic dancer going to come in and talk about some sexuality and sex technique stuff. So that's pretty cool. I also have a really amazing personal trainer coming in. He's a top fitness guru, but I can't say who he is until he comes on the show. And so he's going to be talking to you about improving that area of your life and making it more kick-ass. So kind of back to normal next week. But I wanted to leave you with this Valentine's Day message, just kind of probing and questioning about the search for love and whether you're going about it in the right way. And I'm purely doing this because I think actually if you work through things the right way, and instead she's not that important, in fact you're the important one here, it's your life, it's not all about her or about multiple different variations of her. In fact, it's about you going on your journey and your path, you completely rocking your lifestyle out. And you know what, if you have a great lifestyle, you're very congruent, very self-aware, very knowledgeable, comfortable within your masculinity, there's going to be so many women that you'll encounter as a byproduct of that. Just park any worry that you might have around that area of your life. So there'll be more tips to come in the future. But in the meantime, if you kind of want to engage this and you want to see my talk, this is the one time I'm really going to ask a favor of you as my Valentine's Day favor. I would so appreciate you sharing the talk, watching the talk, emailing it to friends. Maybe you've got a female friend who could do with listening to it. Maybe you can put it out on your social media or on your blog. I don't know what you've got going on, but it's the one thing, it's the one message I am like dying to get out. And you also kind of get to see me in full flow rather than just doing a little podcast from my kitchen to you. So if you want to find out about that, you can find it. It's pinned to my Twitter profile, which is at Hayley Quinn, HayleyQuinn. Or, you know, if you want to find me on Instagram, I'm at Hayley Quinn X. So there's an X on the end. I'm trying to get that Hayley Quinn handle back, but the person isn't giving it to me at the moment. So if you find the load, there's loads of links to the talk up there. Please share it, watch it, or just comment on it. And also, I kind of like to know who you are. So if you are listening to this and following this, make yourself known to me. Leave me a comment on my Instagram or my Twitter, or tweet at me. And then we can actually engage in some dialogue properly, because I am really genuinely grateful for every listener that I have on this. And I said, I'll be back next week with back to normal format of podcast. And in the meantime, if you can look at the TEDx website, it's called Searching for Love to Escape Ourselves. My name is Hayley Quinn. Watch it, share it. And honestly, I will love you forever. And whatever you got up to this Valentine's Day, whether you hung out with your mates, had a hot day, or just chilled out by yourself, I hope it was good. And just from me to you, happy Valentine's Day. And I will be back next week with another Attraction HQ podcast.
Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to HayleyQuinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.